And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update's brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. And an Elkton police officer is being recognized for life-saving actions taken during a medical emergency earlier this year. The Elkton Police Department has awarded Officer Warren Cool a life-saving pin and plaque for his response to an incident on May 9th. Authorities say Cool was dispatched to a local park where a man was unconscious and not breathing while bystanders performed CPR. Upon arrival, Cool deployed the department's automated external defibrillator. A shock was delivered, and the man regained breathing at the scene. Department officials commended Officer Cool for his quick response and decisive actions, crediting the intervention with helping to save a life. And in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill presided over a status conference for Quayshawn Lindell Hardwell. The hearing addressed the ongoing wait for a Forensic Center report concerning Hardwell's mental health status, which is anticipated within 30 days. Defense attorney Michael A. Morawski requested a bond modification, citing Hardwell's consistent court appearances, prior probation compliance, and ongoing mental health treatment supported by his family. The prosecution, represented by Timothy J. Rakowski, opposed the request, highlighting the serious nature of the charges, which include disarming a police officer of a taser, resisting and obstructing officers, domestic violence, and fourth-degree child abuse. The prosecution emphasized public safety concerns, noting Hardwell's incarceration since December. Judge Prill modified the bond to $20,000 at 10%. Conditions include reporting to pretrial services, wearing a GPS tether, and continuing all prescribed mental health treatment and medication. A new conference date is set for July 20th at 3 p.m., pending the forensic report. And also in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill presided over a case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Dwayne Leonard Dexter. Defendant Dexter, represented by attorney Michael A. Morawski, appeared, and prosecutor Timothy J. Rakowski was also present. Attorney Morawski requested a 3-week adjournment, citing the need to further file review after assuming the case from Mr. Lockhart. The court granted the adjournment, rescheduling the matter for June 29, 2026 at 10 a.m. Bond for Mr. Dexter remains at $1,000. The court also noted a pending response from the center regarding a May 13th letter. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsors.
More Motors in Cairo.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars.
The King of Cars.
No matter what you drive at More Motors in Cairo, the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, all under one roof.
More Motors in Cairo.
The Stellantis Declaration of Deals is here and brings 0% interest rates, sales tax paid, huge bonus cash, and stackable incentives across the lineup. Plus, Costco members get up to $1,250 bonus cash for a limited time. Just bring your membership card.
Denny Kent, the King of Cars.
And Ford has celebrated America's 250th birthday with the American Value for American Values Employee Pricing for All sales event. You heard right. Enjoy the same discounted prices that is usually exclusive to Ford employees only. If you're in the market for a new ride, shop More Motors in Cairo, but don't wait, because these deals are only here for a limited time. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.